Shalom, what's up? I'm at Liz and Darcy's house. Just hanging out. Went to a concert last night. Went to the P&E. It was fucking awesome. I felt like a kid. And I normally feel like a kid. But it just took me back. I haven't been to I've been to a concert in a couple months. But I haven't been to the fair since sometime before COVID. So, I don't know. It was just a good time, and I really needed it, and I almost didn't do it. because welcome to my worldwide. Is that the saying even? I don't know. Welcome to my catastrophic events adventures. Not that everything has been, super catastrophic or bad or chaotic. It's just been, everything happened at once. Not necessarily at once. In a short amount of time frame. Short amount of time frame isn't a sentence that makes sense, but it's going to now. I don't even know where the last adventure was that I even talked about. I'm pretty sure it was Wells Gray. After Wells Gray was my birthday. Yeah, we all went out to my friend's cabin, and it was the same weekend as the meteoroid showers, and it was so clear and beautiful. It was amazing. And I brought my camera and everything. I took pictures. I'll never see them. That's okay. But it was a really beautiful time. I took a couple grams of mushrooms, and man, it was a trip and a half. I at one point went inside to go grab my sleeping bag and put my camera away, and then I was sleeping in the loft, and I had to go upstairs and fit this hole into the upstairs, which when I first found it, was like, fuck yeah, why wouldn't I sleep up here? Be a fool to say no. So I'm claiming it, and dibs. And then I'm supposed to be putting the dishes away. I got distracted. I got stuck up there for a moment. I was like, well, I don't want to go back down because I'm feeling a little wonky for this. And then after, I got warm and then realized I needed to pee and I needed water. And my water bottle was downstairs and empty. And so was the bathroom. I got downstairs, had my sleeping bag after doing everything, and then headed back out to the docks. But everybody else was gone and asleep. And also, my friend Bree and her son were camping pretty close to the walkway. And I was just down on the boardwalk having the time of my life. I sat my sleeping bag out in the middle of the dock. On one side there's a small motorboat. And on the other side there isn't a whole lot. There was a kayak a little bit up more of the boardwalk, but not where I was. Anyway, I put my sleeping bag down and I got comfortable. And I just watched the stars for hours. I actually ended up falling asleep out there. And then I woke up at about 5:30 in the morning. And there was this frog on the side of the boat. And he was just looking at me, and I turned over and I'm like, hey, buddy, what's good? And I went to go touch him, give him a little boop. But he beat me to the water. But also while I was laying in the middle of the boardwalk, I was pretty high on the shrooms there, and I turned around and the water was so close, and I was just patting it, and it was just crazy seeing all the reflection off of the water and just feeling very much in the middle of space and time. And I was just having so much fun, and I was watching the shooting stars, and every time one went off, I was just oh my god, that was shit's so cool. It's just a bunch of particles and chemicals and we're all the same shit. We just have a different flow, and it's wild. Anyway, I felt like I was just, like, passing through portals or some shit. And it, when people say or reference a blanket of stars, I really felt that, because just looking at them, they would twinkle so hard that it almost felt super 3D. Like, it was actually coming at me, or, like, I don't know, coming towards me, doing pop-up. I don't know how to explain it. It was really cool. But I felt warm and enclosed. It felt like I was being hugged by space. A hug from space. It was weird. And it was so cool. Yeah. I fell asleep out there. And then I woke in the morning. And then after watching the sunrise at about 5:30 to 6, I crawled back up to the cabin and into the loft, and I slept until about 10. And yeah, it was amazing. And so I did that for my birthday weekend, and then my birthday was on Monday, and I tried like a float tank, which I recommend. Super cool. I forgot I was supposed to be doing the dishes again. Oopsies. After float tank on my birthday, work happened, and then there was last weekend. So I went to Vancouver on Thursday during the week. There was a fire in West Kelowna. I didn't really know about this, and then it jumped overnight from West Side to, like, it crossed over the lake. And it made its way over into Lake Country, which is the other side. And started burning that all up. And then we were so surrounded by fires, and I was just like, oh my god, I feel crazy. The entire area was so smoky. It was gross. And it's been smoky pretty much like last month, and I feel bad complaining about it. Because I feel like it's been worse, but also it was just so bad in this amount of time. It was making me feel sick. So I was like, okay, regardless, I think I'm gonna leave, because I'm getting freaked out about how close they are getting, and I don't want to be in the smoke anymore. And I felt the best place to go was Vancouver, because it's near the ocean, and it's usually better over there. So I left on Saturday morning. Because by the time I really decided that on Friday evening, I would have gotten into Vancouver around like 2 in the morning. And I did not feel like doing that. So I left Saturday. I went to go stay with my aunt. And I got here, or to Vancouver, I don't know, around like 4, 5. Met up with a friend, went for a little adventure in Lynn Canyon, which was super sick. Found like this giant ass rock and climbed it and sat on it, and then found some waterfalls on the side of this canyon, and then the river flowing through. Oh, it was amazing. I didn't bring my camera. I left it in my car, but that's not when it got stolen. Oops, spoiler alert. I just left it in the car. I wasn't expecting to actually go on this adventure. And it was really fun. And I'm kind of glad that I didn't have my camera, because I just got to really explore everything. And then I feel like I've opened everything at least 3 or 4 times now, and I still don't have a clue where anything should be. I don't know where the cutting boards are gonna where they live. Yeah, so I did that on this walk, and then did that for a couple hours, and then there was this metal show that I was invited to go check out, so I did, and that was more fun than I was expecting it to be, but it's still something I definitely wouldn't do on a regular whatsoever. And then after after that, I headed to my aunt's house because that's where I was staying for the night. And it was really busy. She lives downtown, like around Gastown. And I have parked there overnight a handful of times, and it's always been fine. Never had any problems. But hey, it only takes that one time. So I had full intentions to come back to my car and grab my clothes and my camera. And I had brought my laptop with me, thankfully, into the apartment. I had my small backpack that I take everywhere. I had my laptop, you know, just what I could manage to carry at the time being. Probably could have taken more. I just was like, I'm tired, not thinking. And just like trying to find my aunt and figure out what's going on. So she came down, I went up there, and then we like sat down. We shared a drink or two. And then I was just like uber tired and passed out. And then woke up the next morning. I was like, oh, I should eat. Should probably go to my car and blah, blah, blah. And yeah, that's when I found out that some asshole broke into it and stole my stuff. Yeah, good times. Stole my camera equipment, stole my bag of clothes, and because I was panicking, I threw all my favorite shit into my duffel bag. And now it's all gone. But it's okay. Things can be replaced. It just really sucks because I spent like 7 years putting that camera bag together. And so it's just like, damn. Goodbye. I didn't even get to say goodbye. But I do strongly believe that everything will come back to me because I've already had like people offer me some clothes, and I've went and bought like a new bathing suit today. I went and replaced my bras because the bras that I just bought literally like 2 months ago with Liz were stolen, and they were like my favorite bras ever. So I went and bought replacements, and thankfully they're the exact same. They're just slightly different. One of them is a different color, and I'm sad about it, but I'm happy about it at the same time. Satisfied, because I found the same bras that I really liked, and I was like, hey, I need to buy them. So I did. And then I was like, shit, I don't have a bathing suit anymore either, because I had that packed. And I just bought the bathing suits too. Everything I literally bought earlier this summer had to be replaced. And literally a top I bought on my birthday, or like, yeah, it was either on my birthday or just shortly before it, that's gone too. And I had to replace that along with many other tops, which I haven't replaced with yet. I'm sorry, this is turning into a rant. Is there another spot for this stuff? Oh, there is. Thank Christ. I thought I was gonna have to Tetris that all in there. Which I'm sure I could have made happen. I'm so happy I don't. Ow! Frick you. Okay, so where was I in that story? I got distracted by the dishes. Yeah, that was last weekend. Damn. Yeah, this week has been kind of like a wild mess for me. I've been like grieving my stuff, trying to stay positive because I have to go. I like have to move forward. I leave for Iceland in a couple weeks, and I don't like, I have been having the most intrusive thoughts about how I shouldn't go to Iceland anymore and how like, what's the point? It's sad. I'm still very much going to Iceland, but it's just like, fuck. I feel like I kind of have to replan everything, but I also don't have necessarily all the things planned anyway, and I'm just all loosey-goosey for no reason other than I just feel kind of shook. But I'm getting myself together. Like, it's, is this live here?
I really don't think it does. And I don't mean like I have to get myself together. I just mean I want to enjoy this trip. But I also feel like this... I strongly believe everything happens for a reason. And it's like I'm having a course correction or something. I don't know. Something will come from this. I don't know what, but I don't know. I kind of just feel like thinking of it like that helps me get through. And anything to feel better, right? I don't want to feel sad. And so I've just been trying to have fun. You know, not like suppress the feeling and pretend it's not happening, but genuinely just having fun, letting myself have fun and not feeling guilty for having fun, because I don't have to feel sad all the time about this. It's just, it's going to cause me to stay there longer, and, you know, the faster I can move on, the better. And just learning so much about my muscles and my mind and like the body and the mind not being totally separate, and just like things are stored emotionally. So I don't want to just sit on stuff anymore. Like there are times and places to do that, but also there is so much happening. Like I already feel a month behind everything that's happening in reality. Like it's almost like everything's on autopilot, but I'm also here trying to be in the present moment, and the more I do that, the better I feel. And so I'm just practicing the art of literally letting go, every second go. It's like, well, it doesn't have to affect me right now, I guess. I think our emotions are sometimes very irrational sometimes. It's good to feel them in the present moment, what they are for what they are, but also reflect on them and realize why and what. So you can make better judgment or respond how you will in the future. It all works together. Time is everything, everywhere, all at once. Where the fuck does this cup live? Seriously, bro. Oh, okay, I see. Gotcha. Yeah. I don't know where these bowls live either. Anyway, I don't remember what I was saying. I remember I need water. So, my original plan before anything last weekend happened, I was gonna just chill last weekend. I was gonna like edit all my Wells Gray photos, and then the fire thing happened. Everything was chaotic. I responded to that chaotically, which I guess I'm paying for now. But I also feel like something would have happened regardless, so that this is just how it happened. And I'm grateful it is not much worse. But before that, I had just like this need to get out of work. I couldn't wait anymore. Things are just driving me really crazy, how I feel in different areas of my life. And I'm just like, okay, I need a breather. I need to go to a show or something. And I feel kind of sad I didn't experience any festivals or anything like that this summer quite yet. And I have experienced a lot this summer. So I'm just like, man. So I found out, I was like surfing the web for a minute, and I saw that Baby No Money and Young Gravy were coming back to Vancouver to do another show. And I was like, oh my god, fuck yeah. Their last one I went to was so much fun. It would be a no-brainer to go to this. It's cheaper. It's like one of the cheaper concerts to go to, and these guys just like know how to have fun. Their music is absolute trash, but it's like good trash. It's like the stuff you find that you can't believe was ever a thing, but it's so good to pass up. Not to pass up at like a vintage thrift store, or if you ever watch like the American Picker show or whatever the fuck when they go through. Anyway, hidden little gems. I don't know. It's just so funny. And I love their chemistry and how they just like work doing this. It's like they're literally playing. Like, they don't give a fuck and they just do what they want. I love that. And you can feel it. And it's fun. We're all just, like, playing along. So I booked tickets for that where I was gonna do all this by myself, and then I was telling Liz about it, and I hadn't booked anything yet. It was just like a thought I had, and I was thinking about it for a couple days, and I was like, nah, fuck it, I should just do it. And I happened to be talking to her, and she was like, oh, I'm not working, so I'll come with you. And I was like, okay, sick. Booked the tickets, and we didn't really have a whole plan, but we were like, we're gonna do this. And then also realized it's the same time as the P&E, which is like this fair in Vancouver that goes for 2 weeks, I guess, 15 days. I don't know what it stands for. I feel like the P means Pacific. And I could look it up, but I'm not going to. Anyway, I was like, oh, I've never been to that. And I've always wanted to. And this would be a really good opportunity to just, like, get out of here and go hang out in Vancouver for the weekend. So I was going to do that. I was going to stay with my aunt and, I don't know, go explore some of the places around here. And then last weekend happened. And I was like, I don't even want to go to this concert anymore. I don't even want to go to Vancouver. I don't want to do anything. I just want to sit in my room and be sad. But also, I really don't want to do that. And this is something I planned. I committed myself to. I paid for it. So I'm going to fucking go do it, regardless of how much I have to replace and other shit I have to do. Like, I want to do this for me, so I did it. And I'm so glad we went to the fair. It just felt so good. I took some mushrooms. It wasn't, like, a whole lot, though. It was, like, a macrodose. I don't know what the grams were, but I would say it was probably a gram. Something like that. Maybe just under a gram. Oh, it was so nice. It was exactly what I needed. There was this one ride, I don't remember what it's called, but you're like on the swing. There's two swing rides actually, but the one is very mechanical. Like you're like flying around in a circle, but you're going in and out, in and out. I got this wild, trippy nostalgia being on that ride. It took me back to a time when I was like 15 or 16, and my best friend at the time wanted to take me to the PGX, which is like this fair in PG, Prince George. And I was on this very similar ride. It was like a parasailing ride, and nobody likes to do these rides with me, so I've always done them by myself. And I have no shame in it, because I'm gonna fucking live my life. If you can't handle it, that sucks for you. If it doesn't bother you, that's great. It shouldn't, you shouldn't let that bother anybody either. So I don't know. I just got transported to that time, and it wasn't on my birthday, but around my birthday too, like 5 years ago, or not even 5 years ago. I was like, definitely. Well, maybe it was. It was like 14, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I've been like being very in tune with my teens lately, like having lots of the feelings and going back. Maybe it's because I started therapy again. Or I've just been dabbling in different things and discovering things. I've been going on different adventures everywhere within myself. It's cool. I recommend it. Get to know yourself. Get to know your body. Do what makes you happy. Do what feels good. What feels good to me is talking sometimes. Or screaming. On my way home, I screamed so hard that I had the worst headache. I've never driven home with, like, on a road. My favorite part about road trips is how loud I can play my music and just like sing and have a concert all to myself with no one's presence other than, you know, everybody's in their own bubble. And I try to bring my bubble and envision that everywhere I go. But just being in my car, and my car has been like my safe place. So yeah, for so long, it's just like, oh my God, this is so nice when I'm by myself. But if somebody isn't in, I'm just like, oh, I gotta tone myself down a little bit, because, I mean, you're stuck with me, I'm stuck with you. You could be totally unpredictable. I don't fucking know. So, we're gonna, like, turn it down a notch or two. I feel like everybody knows what I'm talking about, because we all do the same thing. And then there's some people you can do the same thing with, and it's amazing. I started thinking about my car and how it got broken into again. And now I forgot where it was at. Ooh, baby. I don't know. We'll just go back to the concert, because the concert was fucking great. I was going somewhere with that car analogy and the bubble, and I'm so upset that I don't remember where it was. I guess when I edit this, I'll just, like, insert what I was saying, or I'll remember. But anyway, we went to this concert. Oh, I think it had something to do with the PGX. And, like, my friend. Oh, yeah, it's coming back. Yeah, anyway, the nostalgia was fucking real. It was so good. And it just felt so wholesome. And I was doing it with my best friend. She was not, like, I think I was talking about doing things alone. And having the personal bubble, that's where it connects. But yeah, I just, like, I remember that time with my friend. And then Liz was, it was just, like, same time but different life, almost. That's what felt really nostalgic about it, but it was really crazy. And so, I don't know, it felt like a dream on that ride. It was so nice. It was so cool. We went on so many rides. I went on one of those roller coaster things with the water for the very first time. I've never been on one. It was so fun. We went on it as the very first ride, and then we went on it after about like 6 rides again, just as the sun was setting. And man, the second time was awesome. The first time I was in the front, I didn't get a very big splash. I did get wet, like a little bit, but not as bad. As the second time, I made Liz sit in the front. I was like, it's your turn. And I sat behind her. We got a huge splash. We both got pretty wet from that. But the picture on the way down is fucking hilarious. It's so good. I'm gonna take a picture of the picture, because Liz got one. I'm like, fuck yeah, this is hilarious. You need to frame it. I'm like, my tongue is out and through my head's kind of in the air, but I'm doing like the rock on sign, and Liz's face is like smushed back and she's screaming. It's amazing. It's so good. But yeah, we like did some more rides. I went on this one ride. It like goes up this, there's like this one that goes up and then it drops you, like the screamer, whatever the fuck it's called. Well, it looks like that, but it's a giant swing. And so it takes you to this so fucking high. Oh my God. It was beautiful and it felt out of this fucking world. It was like being on an airplane, but I don't know, man. You can see like the whole layers of the atmosphere, and I felt like I was flying. I had like the outside seat, so, you know, I was putting my arm out and I was like, holy fuck, this is tripping me out. And also, there's this other girl who was by herself, and the people got us to sit together, and she got off the phone with her mom, who called her, and she had mentioned she was going to the concert as well. And so when she was done, I looked at her and I'm like, you're going to the concert tonight? She's like, yeah. And she's like, I've never like really heard them or anything, but my friends work here and they got it for free. And I tried to get a hold of some people to come with me, but nobody could. So I just came out here by myself. I'm like, fuck yeah, girl, I was gonna do the same thing. I'm happy that you did that and took advantage of this opportunity, because that's fucking dope. And I was telling her how I've been to one before and how it was really, like, it was a lot of fun. And I told her if she wants somebody, she can come with us, and that was chill. So I brought her, introduced her to Liz, and then we went to go find the way into the concert, because after that ride we needed to go. It was like 10 minutes to, and we're like, well, I don't know where to go. And we found it. And then she didn't have, like, the girl we met, she didn't have the actual ticket. So she was like, I have to go find somebody who can help me to retrieve this. And then we swapped numbers, and she didn't end up making her way back because I'm pretty sure it was full by the time. Like, it was getting dark too. And she doesn't really know us, so how can you find us? And yeah, but it was just a really cool experience, and it was awesome. And so nice just to be out and to do that. Very grateful for yesterday. And just feeling, yeah, I'm pretty sure I said it at the beginning, but like, just like a kid, little kid. Except I got some money and I can do whatever. We were so fucking hungry after this ride. Like, it's called the Beast, and it's this green, it is this green ride. There's like about 5 seats. It's a square. There's 2 facing inwards, and then there's 2 facing outwards, and it kind of spins you, and you go high, like, to one side. There's like that pirate ship boat ride, and it swings you, and you gradually get higher and higher. It does that, but it twists you around, but it goes, like, extremely high. And there's another one we went on that, like, flips you over and over, and it's as long. It's called Hell's Gate. Flippity, flippity, flippity. We went on that after we ate, but we waited, like, I would say an hour. I felt fine. And it wasn't as intense as I thought it was going to be. Or I've been on way more intense rides than that. But, I don't know. It was just awesome. It was so fun. And then we had gone down, we found the food, like, section. There was, like, this long strip of just food trucks all around. And this is before we went back to do some more rides. But, yeah, we just walked down there. At the end of it, there was this band playing, which was awesome. Got appreciated as a fellow band person, player. As a fellow jazz instrumentalist. And yeah, it was awesome. It was so fun. We came back to that at the end of the night, like after the concert, and like fucking stuffed our faces. We were so hungry. So we had a burger after the Beast at Triple O's because it was literally just right there and it hit the spot. And then later on, we went down. I had pierogies, like butter chicken pierogies. Liz got a gourmet hot dog, and oh, it was so delicious. Was very, very full. And we were gonna get mini donuts too, but they were shut down for the night, and we just took that as a sign as we did not need that at all.
What else? I feel like more happened in there. Like, the only other thing that happened was the concert, and it's just, you gotta go to one to experience, you know? Now that I know where these freaking mugs are. I was up last night because we got home, and I don't know where everything lives. Liz and Darcy just moved into their new place like a couple months ago. Here. And I've been here a good handful of times, but I just don't, like, don't know where the stuff is. And Liz had to go out and do some stuff, and Darcy's with her. And I was like, do you want me to do anything while you're gone? I'm just chilling. And she's like, no. And she's like, actually, if you want to unload the dishwasher. I'm like, well, I can do my best, but I do not know where anything lives. She's like, okay. I'm like, cool. But I was up last night after, like, she went to bed. She had a shower. I went out for a small walk and to just go get tired. And I came back in and she was in bed. And I was like, okay, well, I want some tea. So I was trying to find a mug, and I had tea the night before, but she cleaned a cup for me that she had just finished using. And I was like, I don't know where anything is. And I searched all the cupboards, and I could not find any of the coffee mugs whatsoever. And I searched through them like 3 times, and it was just to make sure it wasn't just my eyes deceiving me. I literally could not find any of them. And this morning, like, I opened the dishwasher, saw that it was clean, and I took one out of it. But this morning, Darcy opened the cabinet over by where the coffee maker is, which makes sense, and the coffee cups are underneath that. I just kind of forgot that this was also usable as that. So yeah, that was that adventure. Now I am, yeah, so today she's been hanging out. Liz is doing passport stuff. And I'm trying to figure out if I want to go home later this evening and drive tonight, or if I just want to go in the morning. And I feel like it's probably going to happen early in the morning, because Liz has to go to work, and I'll probably just wake up with her or before her and go. That way I have kind of a weekend to do shit, like edit my photos from Wells Gray, get those out of the way, and then plan, kind of replan things for Iceland and see what I can do about some camera equipment. You know, I've done it once before, and I can do it again and do with what I have, and it is possible. And just you watch and see. I will come up with some fucking wild shit. Just gotta get real creative. Maybe that's what I'm supposed to be doing right now, because I've been kind of lacking it lately. Okay, I needed to, like, get that out of my brain. So thanks for listening. this was kind of like a chaotic adventures, because there's more than one in there. I hope my one, like, story connected. But everybody figures, kind of understands what I mean. I think maybe I'm going to listen to some music or watch some Bee and Puppy Cat, because that show just makes me feel good. It's my feel-good show. My feel-good show, you know? So that's your fact for the day. It's a personal fact. Okay. I'm gonna leave. I don't even know what English is right now. Okay. Bye.